judgment. Recognizing your judgment is a big step on the way to waking up. Recognize it. Because mostly we do it automatically. And we do it automatically in such a way that we don't even really know what judgment is. So if we say they're a bad person, oh yeah, we know that's a judgment. If we say they're a good person, we've also judged. So Jesus said a very simple statement that's very deep if you sit with it. Judge ye not, lest ye be judged. And it's a little circle. If you don't put any energy into that, the judgment doesn't go out and it doesn't come back. Now the game is, as we were talking before, is the main thing is to be present, to be aware. I have a judgment for this person. Now that is known as a fact. You have a judgment. Now it's what you do with the judgment that energizes it. So most people put energy into it because it puts the person down so that they fill up and compensate for them not feeling so good about themselves. Or they turn it back on themselves. Either way, as you said, it's poisoning. You're poisoning yourself or you're poisoning the other. The game is to be so present, to go, oh, there's a judgment. Now when you say, oh, there's a judgment, who said that? See, it wasn't the judger. Because the judge is just judging. No, somebody recognized that there was judging going on. You need to identify with the one that's watching. And don't take it seriously. And then, as Kira was just saying, say, so what's the judgment? What am I judging in this person? Well, I don't feel they're honest. Okay, so I've got a judgment about them not feeling honest. Now, where's that in me? Do I have that in me? And if it's a judgment, you've got it in you. Whether it's active or inactive. In fact, let's say you're not easy with your money. Some people who are tight with their money go over the top and do the opposite to cover up the fact they don't feel good about sharing their money. So it can either be positive or negative, but we're covering it up. And the game always is to expose it to yourself. And then not take it seriously, because it's not you. You weren't born that way. You didn't wake up out of the womb and say, I'm not sharing my bottle with anybody. You develop it somewhere on the way, and it becomes part of your system, not you, not the intrinsic you, not the soul of you. And so it's starting to see this behavior. And as the observer of the behavior, and then you start to identify with the observer, not the action. And you'll see the mind's doing that all the time. It's bringing stuff up all the time. And then you go over to the mind to try and fix it. So the mind's trying to fix the mind. It can't do that because it's the very source. Einstein had a saying, you can't fix something with the same source that made the problem. So the mind is an enclosed circuit, but you have something else that's outside of the mind that can watch the process. And then you don't have to take it serious. It's the vehicle you're in. You may have brought stuff in from, if there's other lives, you may have done that. And certainly you've picked up stuff from your parents, from your religion, from your government. You've picked up stuff. But that's not you. And the game is to see it, and say, right, that's there. And then you might see, oh, I'm judging that person. Oh, I'm judging the judgment. And you just keep watching and just keep watching and including. And then you'll find it starts to fade away. If you try to avoid it in any way, it builds up, goes in there and builds up and does something. It does something physically, mentally, emotionally. But if you expose it, put it out, and look at it, it starts to dissolve. You can't stand the daylight. But for you, again, don't take it seriously. And you're going to have things pop up. You're going to keep seeing, oh, gosh, I've been doing that. And then comes the guilt, and then, no, you've just spotted it. Wonderful, celebrate. I've just seen something that's my behavior, not you. Not you. You're the one that's seeing it. You're the one that doesn't feel good about it. And so you say, there it is. I'm not supporting it. I'm not suppressing it. I'm not going to work on it. I'm just going to see it. The key is seeing it and being honest. And it'll dissolve on its own. It'll all go on its own. And you have to keep remembering that when you look at something that is not healthy, with a part of you that's not healthy, it's not going to see clearly. So the mind looking at the mind, and one part of the mind say, oh, we're going to fix that. But it's tricky, you see, because it's all part of the same thing. But you've got another part of you, the part that can see it, and then start to identify with that.
That part is sort of caring. It sort of sees the judgment, and it's, oh, the judging there, oh. And then that's when more seeing can happen.
Yeah. And not only that, when you see it in yourself, and then you see it in the other person, you start to care for the other person. Oh, they're still stuck with that. And as you accept yours, it neutralizes it. Because in a way, nothing ever goes away. Everything's in there. But it becomes inactive. And then you see another person stuck in something you used to be stuck in. And there's this caring there. Oh, they're still stuck there. Not that it's serious or it matters, but they're not happy. They're still suffering in some way. And then the caring spreads and grows and becomes inclusive.
Kind of like a compassion, you mean?
I don't use the word compassion. It's definitely appropriate at a certain level. But to me, compassion puts the other person down.
Even for myself?
Yeah. You're still saying there's something wrong with them and I feel sorry. And you see, there's nothing wrong with anyone. Their behavior may not be pleasant, but that's intrinsically, we're all the same. All the same. Thou art that. The kingdom of God is within. However you see it, and on top of that is behavior, and a lot of it's to do with their upbringing. So when you have a compassion, it's sort of feeling sorry. It's a sort of religious word. It's a put down. Instead of, oh, there's another saying, there but for the grace of God goes I. That if I hadn't had this realization, I'd still be stuck there. It doesn't make me better. It doesn't make them worse. And so we keep trying to put people down and us up because we're not feeling our own glory. So it's, oh, they're still there. I wonder if I can say anything or do anything or... So that's my thing on compassion. It's a put down. And on that point, as I see it, nobody is a victim. Nobody. Whatever we're doing, we're choosing to do it. Whether we're aware of it or not, there's no such thing as a victim. And most people, most of the time, are doing what they want to do rather than what they need to do. People are sticking in situations and complaining about it. They can get out. Anybody can get out. Life always starts now. So, in a way, there's no such thing as a victim. We got ourselves there. And if we're still there, we're choosing to be there. And you can care. And that's what happens. The caring starts to open up inside. The againstness goes. The I and thou goes. The them, the us and them goes. It all starts to go and you say, oh, we're all part of this in some way. We're all creating this.